Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You can go up to prisonplanet.com and just search the term Bill Gates calls for death panels or supports death panels. You can get the full video clip. But the whole thing is about, well, higher education's going up. Taxes are going up. We've got to basically not give granny treatment so we can keep our economy going. It's government taking control of healthcare that screwed it up. We have an incredible engine of free market and liberty, and that's the globalist problem. If they let the true free market take place, the average person will be so wealthy, so independent, they won't be able to be under government and hence globalist control, because the globalists control the government. And so this is the us against them system that collectivism creates. Let's go ahead and play Gates saying we've had a trade-off in society. Higher education's gone up because of healthcare costs. That's what he was saying earlier in the clip. Here it is.
Very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
well, that's
making
an interesting thing you
all
just
right,
said.
There you go.
Which is just,
and this is everything they promote. I mean, Bill and Melinda Gates have spent billions of dollars trying to get the healthcare takeover in place. And do you hear mainline conservatives attacking Bill Gates? No, I hear them praising him as some great guy. I mean, this guy spent more money than George Soros has. Trying to get the carbon taxes in, trying to get the government takeover of healthcare. The big insurance lobbies wrote the legislation, put it through. But you're not supposed to talk about that. You're supposed to blame mid-level communists and socialists and act like that's where all of this is coming from. So if you want to understand the death panels, look at what's happening Europe-wide. And how they're announcing, we're not going to give you any treatment. If you're having problems with circulation, with diabetes, we're going to chop your arms and legs off because that's cheaper than giving you any services. And then, of course, that causes other debilitating problems. Now you can't exercise. You can never reverse the trend, and you end up dying. This is a soft kill form of euthanasia. And that's what they're doing. All the money has to go to the bankers. Because they created the derivative scam. Everything has to go to the fraudsters, and you have to get your arms and legs chopped off. And Newsweek tells us, with an image of a plug pulled out of a wall, that we need to kill Granny. And that this is all a beautiful, wonderful thing. And if you ever want your economy back, support NAFTA, support GATT, support banker bailouts, support having your pensions taken, because it's all because of health care costs for Grandma. From the best healthcare in the world 50 years ago to some of the worst healthcare in the world. From the highest test scores in the world to what, number 43 on the planet right now? This is globalism. This is neo-feudalism. They want you dependent. They want you under their control. They must wreck society. They must wreck and suppress technological development because they can't have you being independent. They have to have you under their control, and they think there's too many of us, and they are selling us on how this is the solution, how taking your private pension funds is the solution to what the bankers did, giving them all your money, to killing Grandma. And you notice, you know, do we spend $1 million in the last three months? He uses the worst case point example. And out of this, they now have the death panels. They now have them in Europe. And they're now saying, we're not going to give you eye surgeries. We're not going to give you cancer surgeries. Same thing in England. We're not going to give you basic care so that almost all of your tax money, again, you pay more and more taxes into it, goes to the banks and the insurance companies and almost none of it to actual care. So we have a nightmare future. You think things are bad now? We haven't seen anything yet. We're going to talk to an amazing guest, part two, of going inside one of the top globalist think tanks to understand the architecture of the New World Order with Alex Abella. Straight ahead after this break, we'll also open the phones up later in the hour for Alex Abella. Stay with us.
most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I've got two quick program notes. Then we're going to Alex Abeya, part two of our in-depth interview live dealing with probably the most powerful and important globalist think tank setting up world government, the only person to ever be given massive access to their archives, and he was not expecting what he found. New York Times best-selling author, researcher. He's also, of course, an award-winning journalist. Alex Abeya here in just a moment. We're going to be talking to him. But before I go any further, I'm going to be out in California late next week. Watson's going to be sitting in just on the Friday show and the Monday show because I am going to be out in California part of an investigation. And while I'm there, I am going to be speaking at 2KSCO, and the website's ksco.com events, 1080 a.m. The great folks out there, the owner of the two stations that carry us there, and it goes into San Francisco, hundreds of thousands of listeners conservatively every day. MZ, the owner, has been begging me, really in a nice way, for a year and a half to come out there and speak. And I said, okay, I'll come speak. And they only have 800 seats at the Coconut Grove Theater on the Sunday event. I plugged it three times and it sold out. And so I haven't really plugged this yet, and it's probably going to sell out. So if you want the tickets, go to ksco.com. I'm going to be doing my show actually live Monday from their studios. So I guess Watson won't be filling in on Monday, or I may have him there in the wings as backup. But I'm going to be speaking on Sunday and Monday. If you want to go to the Monday event, they've already sold 200 of the 800 tickets. So you need to go to ksco.com if you want to see the two-hour speech and question and answer I'm going to do. It's $10.80 for the radio station, of course, after its frequency, 1080 AM. So ksco.com if you want to get those tickets. Lastly, we are going to broadcast more than 24 hours live, only 48 hours from now, coming up on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Central when we kick off the live transmission. It was a listener who started the first Infowars.com money bomb 3 years ago. It was done in the early summer. We did it again last year in the early summer. I wasn't going to do one this year. We have tripled our audience. According to Google Analytics, the stations that get Arbitron, same numbers there, Alexa, and all the statistics out there. We've tripled the audience, but because we're in a depression, funding has not just stayed the same, it's gone down. And our bandwidth bill is over $20,000 a month. I have right at 20 employees and contractors. We have a 14,000-square-foot facility. We just built the shell of the new studio. I need to hire the personnel for it. I need to get the cameras, the switchers, the equipment. I just paid for the $14,000 for the lighting system. That sounds like a lot. That's cheap. So we're doing it, you know, prosumer level. I'm going to launch the daily news television show and then a once-a-week show that I'm going to try to get on television. We could buy the time on Dish or something like that, but some may want to actually just pick it up. We've already had offers in Europe. So, but we're doing this ourselves. We're not backed by News Corp. There was more news today about billions of dollars spent with NBC, Fox, in secret government funding for what's in the shows, not just the ads, what they call behavior placement, what I coined 10 years ago as propaganda placement. They've just now admitted that what last year they call it behavior placement. That was their secret term. My term was propaganda placement, I think even better. We don't have that funding. We have you supporting us. And if you believe in what we're doing and you understand we're going into a global depression, the world government is here, we're in a major crisis, and you want to see the tip of the spear supercharged and sharpened, it is up to you to donate on the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com site. Kicking off, we've already raised over $50,000, but I want to raise $500,000. And so we'll need to raise $400,000+ in that 24-hour live period. We're going to have live interviews with amazing guests, phone calls, also a bunch of never-before-seen video interviews. I've done over 40 interviews on video with Lord Monckton. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is the best interview I've ever seen with him, by the way, that we're going to just premiere here for the viewers. And we've been testing it in the last few days. We put up a free version of PrisonPlanet.tv stream yesterday in the last hour. And thousands of people logged in to the free live stream. You know, we have free audio streams on the website that cost us around $8,000 a month just to serve because it's hundreds of thousands a day that tune into it. Just having 1 hour of the video on the show free costs about $150 in bandwidth. And we've got bulk cheap bandwidth. Today we're doing the whole show free, what PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers see, just to test it out for the 24-hour transmission where we're going to try to have it free unless the servers crash, for everybody. But we estimate it's going to probably cost $5,000 just to stream free to the hundreds of thousands of people that will watch the video stream coming up Thursday. In fact, we've done calculations. It could cost as much as $20,000. I mean, that's an example of how the meter is running here. I mean, Glenn Beck, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are bigger than all his sites combined. Bigger than Rush Limbaugh's site, bigger than Sean Hannity, bigger than Media Matters. Infowars.com is now bigger than MSNBC.com in all the rating services. But their website makes tens of millions of dollars a year. My website's, you know, doing everything we can, a few million, and that goes into funding things. This is very expensive, folks. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars just to give you a free video feed for 24 hours. Okay? That's what we're talking about here. And, you know, we've tried Justin TV and other things to give it away free. They still can't handle it. We've sent them feeds before, and when 20,000 people log on, it crashes. You understand? There's nothing as big as this show on the Internet. So that's our, and I'm sorry, Alex Bay, I just, my crew keeps pointing out I'm not plugging the money bomb coming up, he's waiting in the wings. The issue is I shouldn't have to spend all my time in this war trying to grub up the money to put in the gas tank of this Abrams tank running over the enemy forces in the info war. I need your support. Buy the books, buy the videos, buy the T-shirts, get the materials, get them out to people, donate at the money bomb, support our sponsors. That's how we're doing this. I guess I could be smart like Glenn Beck and, you know, sell out 1,000, 2,000 person theaters and charge $100, and then I guess I would have the money. But I just have this instinct to just try to pay for the venue, you know, $10.80. Here's my last point. Of the top five or six most viral films in history, we got three or four of them. I mean, it's conservative to say the Obama deception has been seen by over 30 million people for free online. It has caused a major political sea change. Just that one film, thanks to you getting it out to everybody. I make a film cost $125,000, and I give it away. People say, well, then we don't want to donate. You should charge for that. The point is most people won't pay. It's you that cares to support what we're doing. Where can you find an organization or an operation having a bigger effect? I challenge you. Who was under more attack from the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, George Soros, Media Matters, MSNBC, Nightline hit pieces, CNN hit pieces? We've gotten the documents with the FBI surveilling us. They've had Army intelligence surveilling us. That came out in the news. Folks, the system is scared of us. They can't kill me, cross my fingers, because it'll only make all my information that much more powerful. But they are trying to destroy us. So we need the war chest. 500,000 is nothing. What we could do with 5 million is unbelievable. It's nothing in this deflated dollar, in this economy. Okay, I'm going to shut up, and I apologize to Alex Abaya for doing that five-minute rant while he's holding. He'll be with us 30 minutes into the next hour. We're going to be taking your phone calls for him coming up later. But I just cannot tell you, and that's another issue, all these authors, researchers, scientists, professors, activists, Ron Paul, the platform we've built. Remember Ron Paul? Remember Ron Paul? During the primary, he came on the show without me prompting him, and he said, half the support we're getting, Alex, is from your show. I want to thank your listeners. Half the support he got from this show, okay? That's why this platform is so important. And we need your support. But even if you can't donate, I want people that have money out there to donate if you want to protect the free market in our society. People that aren't doing well, do not give a red cent. Spread the word about the 24-hour broadcast and the money bomb. Help us get the word out about the free iPhone app. Help us get the word out about everything we're doing. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Alex Abaya, it is amazing to have you here with us. I just had your bio here in front of me, and I think it's important to go over your bio, but I'll just, why don't you, before we go to break, introduce yourself, your research, your Emmy nominated news reporting, everything you've done, and your book about Hitler, all of it. Then we're going to go to break and come back with you.
Sure, no problem. First of all, I got to tell you that I really appreciate your program, and hearing you speak reminds me of that old biblical injunction, and the truth will set you free, because that's what you're doing here. Now, for me, I'm just trying my best, to tell people, what the story is all about, how our society has changed. We've gone from being citizens with rights and responsibilities to being consumers with budgets and choices. It's, to me, there's something wrong in that. Be that as it may, so I wrote this book called Soldiers of Reason, the RAND Corporation and the Rise of the American Empire. And I was granted, as far as I know, was the only journalist ever granted access, untrammeled access to the files of the RAND Corporation to study them and to see what their effect was on American society and the world at large. In the book, I have a line that says, we are really the bastard children of RAND, and we don't even know it, because they have affected us in so many ways, starting in 1948 when they became incorporated, that it's just truly amazing, and they continue doing so. How did I come about this? Well, because before that, I had written a book called Shadow Enemies, about a secret terrorist plot that had been concocted by Adolf Hitler on December 8, 1941, immediately after Pearl Harbor. He sent two U-boats with Nazis out here, German Americans, to come out here and to start a wave of terror, to, you know, plant bombs in Jewish-owned department stores, to blow up the New York Aqueduct, to start making contact.
Alex, stay there. You're going to have the floor for the rest of the hour when we come back to lay out the full blueprint of RAND, why this is so important, and we're going to take calls.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3111. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, Alex DeBeo, you were getting into how you inadvertently got into RAND Corporation, how they let you in, and what you discovered. This is a short segment, long 18-minute segment coming up.
Sure.
Then we're going to take phone calls. You've got the floor. So you talk about they've charted our history in the last 50 years.
Right, that's what I started to say.
Yeah, we are really living their world.
Absolutely.
You've got the floor. Break it down.
Okay.
Go ahead. You've got the floor. Break it down.
Sure, no problem. Well, as I was saying before, I mean, I've done this book on Nazi terrorists coming here to the U.S., and while I was signing away one of those books, I met somebody who was at the RAND Corporation. And I suggested that, the idea came to me that maybe, I should do something about this, because I first heard of them back in the 1960s when I was in college. And I thought, well, what's going on with these people, et cetera. And, lo and behold, to my surprise, once I started going into their archives, I realized, my God, these people have done absolutely everything. I mean, they were the ones who actually set up the whole nuclear strategy for the United States starting in the late 1940s. They were influential in getting JFK elected. They were the ones who came up with the whole concept of the missile gap, meaning that, there was a missile gap between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, where the Soviet Union had more missiles than the United States. They were involved in the rise of the military-industrial complex right from the very beginning. They were also instrumental in stopping détente in the 1970s. But even more important than all that is they came up with this whole theory called rational choice theory, which is what I was talking about before, that they transformed our concept of country and our duty to one of being consumers. So we're no longer patriots. We're just people who go out and buy and spend. I mean, it's like, during the right after 9/11, when Bush said, you don't have to worry about anything. Just go out there and do your duty. And what's your duty? Go out there and spend. Go out there to the mall. And I'm thinking, even then, I was thinking, this makes no sense. How could it be? How could we as citizens be expected only to be consumers? And
it's a debt system designed to create a debt black hole that can't be paid back. That's the financial servitude. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. And not only that, it's to then have the country and the whole world, ruled by an unelected technocracy. I mean, if you do it, there's so much to talk about. It's all in the book. But if you really start looking at this, is that you see that from the very beginning, that the people at RAND and their main affiliate, which is the Ford Foundation, they have seen themselves as people who are above the fray, who are intellectuals, who have the rule of reason, and nobody else does, and that they can write things and they can do things the way they should be, and they're not accountable to anyone. Of course, not realizing, or perhaps realizing it, but not telling anyone that they're really accountable to a small group of financiers who are actually backing them all the time. But that was the original intent at the RAND, and it just continues to this very day.
We're about to go to break, but go over mid-air fueling, continuity of government. Last year they put out a report about how they were going to federalize all the local police and have a private paramilitary groups ruling every community. I mean, everything we see, I remember in 99 seeing RAND Corporation and the Austin American Statesman saying, there's going to be big terror attacks, we're going to take your rights, we're going to set up a thing called Homeland Security. I mean, they really are writing the book on almost everything.
Exactly, because, they always have all these contingency plans, and in a way, it's like they're always tipping their hand. And it's like the latest thing that they're into right now is Proposition 19, which I don't know if you're aware of, but here in California, it's just, they seem to be almost advocating legalizing pot so as to, again, turn people into mindless consumers. It's really amazing. Now, as regards the in-flight fueling, well, what happened is that they needed a way to be able to refuel the planes that would be carrying atomic bombs to the Soviet Union in case there was a war between the United States and the Soviets back in the 50s and 60s. People at RAND had come up with a plan called the basic study that basically highlighted certain deficiencies in the national security apparatus of the time, and that we had all our bombers all planted in different locations, and they were really susceptible to bombing by Soviet forces. So after the basing study, then all those bombers were brought back home to the U.S. So in order then to be able to get them to make the full flight all the way to the Soviet Union, then the RAND Corporation came up with the concept of in-flight fueling. They also came up with the whole concept of, you know, second strike capability, and you have people like Herman Kahn coming out of RAND.
Now let's talk about the masters of the RAND Corporation and just the entire spectrum. And of course, their headquarters there in California has a giant mushroom cloud sculpture made out of chain link. We'll talk about that as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've got a lot of questions for Alex Avea, award-winning journalist, best-selling author. We'll tell you how to get his book several times before he leaves us and give you his website. But, Alex, you were getting into the hundreds of inventions, the hundreds of developments, how our society operates, the insurance deductible, how they talked about how to psychologically manipulate people. I mean, it's thousands of things that the RAND Corporation...
Like you mentioned before, the whole question of medical deductibles comes out of something called the RAND study, the RAND medical study, in which basically they were the underwriters of medical insurance for more than 10,000 people in the United States for a period of over 5 years. Because this happened during the Nixon administration, and the government just wanted to see, well, how little will people put up with it, basically? And they found out, to much to their surprise, or maybe not to their surprise, people really didn't seem to mind all that much that they had to pay a little bit in order to get medical coverage. So that's what they did. So, because before that, medical coverage had been seen as essential, you know, in companies that offered it, so as to be able to be a counterpart to the Soviet system. And therefore, we would take care of our own people. This was something that was negotiated as well by the labor unions in the late 40s and early 50s. But by the late 60s, early 70s, you know, the government felt we were spending too much money on the health of the people. So therefore, they started saying, well, how can we get this money back? So due to this particular medical study, you know, they came up with a concept of, you know, deductible. So, you know, at the beginning, it was only, you know, a few cents, then a few dollars. And now you all know how much that is. You know, it's a big chunk, and it's growing every day. So that's only one of their many contributions to civilization. We also have the concept, you know, of charging for everything, that everything has a price, because it all stems, again, from their concept of people not so much as citizens, but as consumers, which, again, is the concept that came about because of the conflict that existed between the Soviet Union and the United States. They wanted to get away, you know, from that old Marxist thing of, you know, having, you know, saying that it would be, well, let me see if I recall correctly, which would be from each according to, what was it, from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. And the way that they thought that was by making people then consumers, which is, you know, whatever it is that you want, that's what you should get, because after all, there's no such thing as a rational collective decision, that all collective decisions are irrational and tyrannical. So they came up with this whole concoction, and, you know, we're living in the world right now.
But then you notice that actually the ultra-rich corporations are actually, the Ford Foundation itself promotes a form of collectivism to trick us, and then it transfers the wealth to the elite, but then they sell it as if it's a anti-socialist or communist movement. But the RAND Corporation's been the biggest promoter of the largest sector of corporate welfare, the military-industrial complex.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, they were right there, present at the creation, like that, like Dawes said, you know? They were right there, right from the beginning, like the people in RAND with their whole study. There was something called the Gator Report that came out in the late 1950s, in which it advocated increasing military spending in the United States. And that was made up, you know, of RAND advisors and people from the military, who obviously stood to profit if all of a sudden the Pentagon budget would go up. President Eisenhower refused to do that because he was a general who had seen what war was all about. Most of these people had never been through that kind of thing. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try to bring down the budget and give money back to the people in the United States. Instead, what these guys did is that they sabotaged the candidacy of the Republican candidate, who was Nixon, and, you know, they brought up Kennedy, who in essence was a creature of the military-industrial complex. That's why we got involved in Vietnam. That's why we got involved in all these different places. And, of course, RAND was always there. I mean, RAND at one point was advocating that the United States should give money to the military in third world countries, because the military then would be able to guide their people to the 20th century and bring them out of their ignorance.
Now, that's their public cover story. Yeah. But if you look at the CIA and RAND, they prefer military dictatorships to freedom in countries, because it allows the mega corporations to interface with a small ruling class and not have to deal with a society where people are allowed to elect the representatives. But let's briefly look at Kennedy. Did you run into anything on him in their archives? Because we know at first he doubled defense spending. He was, you know, pro-war. Then he became anti-Vietnam War, anti-Federal Reserve. They brought him Operation Northwoods, the plan to stage 9/11-style attacks. And he said no. And then he was clearly killed by this very same overall system. So what happened with Kennedy?
Well, with Kennedy, it's a very interesting dichotomy, because what you have is at the beginning, yes, he's very much a creature of that particular establishment, but then he starts moving away, as you yourself say. Northwoods, though, was provoked by the whole question of Cuba. As you know, he screwed up in the Bay of Pigs when he didn't give enough air cover to the Cubans who had landed there. So that became like a real irritant. And then the United States was preparing for another invasion of Cuba. And among those things that they were advocating was Northwoods, which is, you know, staging supposed attacks by Cuban forces, so then they would give them an excuse to go in and invade. But the problem was that, you know, right around that time, Castro was also getting all his money and his armaments from the Soviet Union, and obviously his missiles. And then the missile crisis erupted. And after that, the United States cut a deal with the Soviet Union and said they would no longer invade Cuba. So meantime, though, Kennedy was trying to set up the backing of Cuban exiles when it comes to actually attacking Cuba and having that guerrilla warfare over there. And because of his experience with CIA and with the Pentagon over the Bay of Pigs and over the missile crisis, because after all, the Pentagon wanted him to go in and invade. And nowadays, we know that had he done so, it would have been a total disaster because, you know, they had nuclear weapons that were there, and they were about to be sent, you know, directly to the United States. We would not have been able to go in and take out all those missiles, because they were operative already. Because of that, Kennedy started, you know, pulling away from the CIA and from the directors of the military-industrial complex. And, you know, the question is yet to be resolved whether he actually was murdered because of this. He had grave doubts about Vietnam because of what happened at Bay of Pigs. And he thought that, you know, liberation movements, really could not be dealt with in that way. In fact, the day that he was killed, his representative, Richard Goodwin, was meeting with Che Guevara down in South America to see that they could cut some kind of deal. So, obviously there were a lot of people who were after his scalp, and, you know, unfortunately he died for that. The people who were trying to set up this whole technocracy, which is what I refer to in my book all the time, which is, a small group of people who feel that, you know, they should rule the world, and, you know, they should line their pockets while doing so. Going back all the way to the 1940s, when, you know, the Ford Foundation and Rand were set up, there was a guy named Norman Dodd, who at one point interviewed Gator, who was Rowan Gator, who was one of the founders of Rand. And he claimed that when he talked to Gator, Gator told him that their plan — Gator at the time was the president of the Ford Foundation — their plan was to, and I quote, "to so alter life in the United States that we can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union." Obviously, that didn't happen, but what did happen is something even better for the people who hold the reins of power, which is, you know, they destroyed the Soviet Union, and now you have technocrats over there, you have technocrats over here, and it's a small group of people. They're ruling the world, and that's where we're at.
All right, let me stop you, because this is the key. On the surface, they say they're fighting communism and collectivism, but really they're creating a corporate vertical integration system, and you're the only person to ever be allowed into their files. It's in your book. It's on record. We have the Ford Foundation documents that mirror what Rand was up to. Go over specifically the type of technocracy they talked about, same thing as Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about in Between Two Ages. Then get into the world government, because you talked about you never believed in that. You thought it was a conspiracy theory. There you were in their own archives,
right,
seeing all of this and the type of world government they wanted to build.
So, well, it's been there right from the beginning. I mean, another one of the, you know, the major figures in Rand, John Williams, who was a mathematician, who was like, I think, the third or fourth hire in Rand. He said we should go in and nuke the Soviets right now and take over and have a world government, the United States, then merge into a world government that will be controlled by the U.S., but the entire world will be under this government. And, you know, time and again, there have been people at Rand and affiliated with Rand who have come up with this idea. The problem is that idea has been discredited in public. But yet, there's a lot of people who still believe in that because, again, they believe in what they call, you know, the use of reason, and that, you know, there's a small group of people who will tell everybody else what to do because they know better. And thus, you know, we don't need elections. We don't need the voice of the people. We don't need anything like that because these guys, since they're scientists, or so they claim, they know what's best. And therefore, even today, if you go to the RAND Corporation and you say you have a problem and you give them a question, they say, well, that may not be the question that you should be asking. Actually, this is the question that you should be asking. So they turn it around. So it has not changed at all. On the surface, it seems to. But underneath, you still have these same drives for a small group of technocrats to be ruling the world. And, it obviously they went hand in hand with the Ford Foundation. The Ford Foundation used to go around, giving cover to CIA operations throughout the world. And, they even set up something called, I don't know if you're aware of this, something called Area 5 of the Ford Foundation, which is dealt with behavioral sciences in the 1950s. And what they were trying to do basically is, again, change the way that people think and intervene in foreign governments. And, they provided cover for, the coups that happened in Burma at the time, the Philippines, Peru, Iran, even Italy. I mean, these are things that have happened and they continue to happen to this very day.
Now, this is so important. Let's talk about Area 5. Let's talk about the type of world government they wanted to build. It has been discredited because patriots have been fighting it for more than 60 years. But now we do have a corporate global governance run by the banks who bankrupted our society by design and are now offering a global government run by them through the financial system to save us from the financial crisis they created. And it's the same thing with the pension funds.
Because it's a kind of spurious freedom what they offer us. I mean, that's what I was referring to at the beginning of our conversation, in that, they say that we're consumers. But, I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with buying things that you like, with enjoying life. But when that is the end-all and be-all of your life, when the way that the government sees you is just a mindless sucker who's going to go out and buy the latest model of whatever it is, or, the cheapest T-shirts from China, we have a problem because we're not being taken into consideration as citizens.
I mean, what they're doing is, and this goes back to Edward Bernays before the RAND Corporation,
right,
is they take away things like family,
yes,
property,
yes,
local control. They make you not value that, so you sell your soul for some wampum, kind of like the New York Indians 300 years ago,
right,
selling New York and Long Island for one bucket of glass beads,
right.
That basically cost one silver dollar at the time.
Absolutely.
And so it's, we'll give you iPhones, we'll give you NFL,
mm-hmm,
we'll give you UT football, we'll make those people, we'll make Michael Jordan the hero, not Mahatma Gandhi,
right,
not Jesus, not Martin Luther King,
right,
not George Washington. We will turn you into creatures who are basically me, 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 me.
Exactly.
So everybody's me, 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 me. And then nobody will stand up for anybody else because we've been psychologically and culturally atomized.
Exactly. And that is the main sin of the RAND Corporation. They introduced this kind of thinking into the world. They systematized it, formalized it, and thus gave us the foundation for this incredible transformation in the entire world. That's why I say that we're all RAND's bastard children, because it started in the late 1970s and early 80s, but especially under Reagan, who was, again, another creature of the military-industrial complex, who came in and said, well, in the name of freedom, we're going to deregulate everything because everything is better if it's deregulated, which means basically it's like, hey, the corporations can do whatever they want because there's no restraints on them. And, we all saw what happened. We all saw what happened with, when they repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, all these millions of foreclosures that we're going through, the whole financial collapse.
Because it's not free market. It allows them who control the government rules,
yes,
to selectively steal and thieve. Now they've got us communalized.
Right.
Now they've got us in a consumer collectivism. So they say, if you don't want the system to die, that you're now basically a Siamese twin of, connected to, you've got to give into our next phase.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And this is all done deliberately. And people have to be aware of this, so then they will be able to put an end to this, to begin to try to put an end to this, because I think it can still be stopped. I mean, I don't think that apocalypse is around the corner, although we're creeping closer every day. But I think we can still stop it. But people first have to be informed. And that's one of the things that I try to, that I try to point out in my book.
Continue.
And basically, that's where we are right now. I mean, they continue doing this kind of thing. They keep on feeding us. It's like bread and circuses. Remember, you know, the Roman times. You know, it's like we're going to have all these things and you're going to have all these sweet little products. And in the meantime, don't think too much about who is going to go into office, whether there's really any difference between the Democratic and the Republican Party, whether even if you have a little group of people who finally think, oh, maybe we should do something about this, but then begin to be co-opted immediately by larger forces behind them, such as the Tea Party. I mean, it's all of a piece. And you know, we have to stand up for our rights. We got to tell people, no, this cannot be.
You're absolutely right. Overall, did you get into any of the newer RAND Corporation documents? Because they're charting the police state takeover, the naked body scanners, the federalization of local police. They admit they're charting this nightmare system long before the terror attacks came. They said, we're putting this in place. The terror attacks are coming. There's another arm of the system staged the attacks. Of course, they knew it. And we're going to take control of society this way. And in the next phase, and they're already doing it with most of the you know, tuitions being paid for, the scholarships are now about data mining, spying, prison guards, surveillance. They are shifting the economy over to one purely run by the military-industrial complex where you can't get a job unless it's working for them.
That's right. That's right. Or unless you pass through clearance. I mean, it's absurd. It's totally absurd. And one of the things that really bugs me about this kind of thing is, like, for instance, you know, it's like even when you're applying for a job, people want to see your credit record. And I go, well, what does that have anything to do? What does that have to do with the fact of whether you can do your job, whether you can, you know, whether you qualify for this? No, they want to see whether you're a true consumer and whether you have paid your debts. In other words, again, you're being viewed just as a consumer instead of a professional or a citizen. And that's the kind of thing that I think is intolerable.
Amazing. Alex, stay there. We're going to come back and continue with your book, the research, More on World Government. Then we're going to start the third hour and open the phones up. In fact, if you have a question for Alex Abeya, the author of this amazing book, Inside the RAND Corporation, 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got mine.
Alex Abaya is our guest. AlexAbaya.com is the website. Abaya spelled A-B-E-L-L-A. The best-selling book is Soldiers of Reason, the Rand Corporation and the American Empire. You can get it anywhere where better books are sold or Amazon.com. We're going to go back to Alex, but I want to condense this down, okay? I've read Propaganda. That's the name of the book by Eber Bernays. I've read his other writings. I've read British Ministry of Defense reports. I've read the released and declassified information out of British think tanks that have developed very similar situations, and it was brought to a high science by the 60s. They had these systems back in the 30s, and they weaponized culture with sex and glitz. You know, I don't defend a lot of the oppressive things going on in some Muslim nations, but they can recognize this is an alien, weaponized culture meant to get our children, our women, break up our families, to make us more easily controlled. And that's why they're the big enemy of the globalists, because they're not, you know, they're 1.1 billion people, and most of them aren't going along with it. Now, if you go back to Joseph McCarthy, he was a good guy. He meant well. He had some problems. Nobody's perfect. He was worried about communist infiltration. He knew about Stalin killing millions and millions of people in Ukraine alone. And the media used him to set up hysteria to get the Rand Corporation and the Pentagon more power. But it's been declassified the whole time. They've been funding the Soviets from before World War II. They've been funding them, and the British have been funding them in 1917. It's also been declassified that Mao was put into power by the CIA. David Rockefeller in 1973 wrote about it in the New York Times and said how great Mao Zedong was. I read those quotes last week. It's in my film Endgame. So they used the threat of the Soviets and, you know, locking up janitors and file clerks, you know, that worked at the FBI or whatever, saying they were commies, because they were going to communist meetings. They believed this is how you empowered the people. They were useful idiots, as Lenin would call them. He was very useful, and they loved him. The minute he found out, well, wait, there's think tanks funding this, Ford Foundation, the Army wants to merge us with the Soviet Union, because this was all being written up at the time by Rand in the 50s. These are now public. He freaked out and came out and said, the Army's running communism. Well, yeah, the Army set up the UN at Presidio. They have to control both sides to create the synthesis. And then he was politically destroyed, and they got him up before Congress and said, you think the Army runs the commies? And it was over for Joseph McCarthy. He wasn't useful. Alex Abaya, getting into merging us with the Soviet Union and the Rand Corporation documents. We're about to go to break. Sorry, this is a short segment, but what's your take on what I just talked about?
I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, I think that, you know, McCarthy pointed out the danger, you know, this kind of communist infiltration, which at the time a lot of liberals thought, well, that's not true, but actually it has been proven that, yes, there was a lot of communist infiltration in this country. Whether they would have
That's
been
right. The Soviets opened the files. He was absolutely.
Yes, he was correct. He was correct. I mean, you know, the way in which he went about it, perhaps, you know, could have been better, but he was on the right track. Unfortunately, you know, he was also an alcoholic, and that was his problem. The way in which he presented things, in which he went, you know, went off the cuff, you know, destroyed the content, the useful content.
But you notice he got destroyed, though, when he pointed out that our own government wanted a form of collectivism.
Right, exactly. But on the other hand, it was true. A lot of people in the government did think like that. He says, yes, they thought that that was the way of the world. You have to remember one thing. In the late 1940s, a lot of people thought thought that there was no future for capitalism. It's hard for us to conceive of that because the Soviet Union went down in flames in the 1980s. But in the late 1940s, they were saying that. Everybody was saying that. There is no future for capitalism. The Soviets and the commies are going to win. And, you know, when you get into that kind of mindset and you start, again, politicizing culture, which is, you know, what happens with that, that is a great danger to any society. And that's what McCarthy was trying to point out.
All right, Alex, back in 70 seconds. We have a lot of breaks at the end and start of the hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.